Hello, this is Richard Rogers, and this is the Tuesday 10-Minute Meditation. Today, the focus is going to be hope. And hope is a necessary part of our spiritual life, that we have to be willing to hope for a greater day, hope for that we can move beyond the limitations of our past and experience a greater experience of God, a greater life. So today, we're going to move past the pain of despair. See, despair is when we're living without hope. In despair, we live in a very dark, scary place where we literally just give up. But hope calls us into activity. It invites us into believing. It invites us to cultivate the activity of faith. So take a deep breath, and we're going to move into hope today. That wherever you've settled for less than the best, for wherever you've made allowance for limitation, wherever you have given up, wherever you have stopped trying, today we're going to call forth hope and the power that hope has to open new doors in your life. And I want you to feel the courage it takes to hope when you've been disappointed, when you've lived in despair, when you've given up. See, many of us have one or two areas in our life where we've just settled for less than our desires, where we've just given up on the idea that God could do something greater in our life. We've made peace with it, or we've just accepted it. And today I want you to call forth a greater level of hope. I want you to hope for a better day. I want you to hope for a greater possibility. Because once we open the door to hope, then we can step into the creative power of faith. But without hope, we never get to faith. Without hope, we never see a greater day. Without hope, we never manifest the kingdom of heaven in our life. So I want you to look at any area in your life where you've been discouraged, where you felt a degree of despair, where there may be just a deep level of sadness, that things never seem to really change or never change as much as we'd like. And today I'm going to invite you, I'm going to encourage you to hope again. To allow hope to come alive within you. To allow the power of hope to transform all the dark places, all the needy places, all the places where you've given up. See, what I believe is to be true is that some very spiritual people, in most of their life, they feel like there's movement and change and transformation. But most of us have one or two areas where we've just given up, where we feel like things are never going to change, where we are actually in a level of despair about it. And so even though the majority of our life may feel fantastic, I want you to go to the place where where disappointment and despair and sadness and where you've given up. And I want you to hope right there. I want you to feel the power of hope at work in your life. I want you to keep hope alive. I want you to begin to believe again in the power of God. Not just in some of your life, but in all of your life. I want you to believe that there's a power at work in each and every area of your life that is transforming every situation and leading you to greater and greater levels of good. Today, I choose hope. I choose hope. I choose to stoke the inner fires of hope within me. To believe in possibilities, to believe in good. To believe that God is greater than any aspect of my life. Hope. It all starts with hope. Hope gets us off the floor. Hope gets us into recovery. Hope gets us out of bed. Hope allows us to heal and bless and transform every situation in our life. Today, I want you to hope. I want you to have the courage to believe. And to take the first baby steps into a greater life. That today you don't have to get all the way. You don't have to accomplish every goal. You don't have to set everything in your life straight right now. You just have to come back to hope. Hope for yourself. Hope for your family. Hope for your country. Hope. That it takes courage to hope. It takes courage to hope after a disappointment or a failure or when we fall, when we make a mistake. It takes hope. And then hope opens the door to something vastly greater. In the silence now, I want you to activate a higher level of hope in your life. I want you to test yourself and see if you can still believe in possibilities. See if you can still believe in the power of God at work in you. See if there's a place where you can stoke the embers of hope and light the fire of passion within you. God, I open the door to hope. I open the door to possibilities that are greater than I've ever known before. I recommit to the power of believing. That as I'm willing to hope again, as I'm willing to open the door to a greater belief, to a greater possibility, hope lives within me. I am not limited by the past. I am not limited by the failures or the disappointments of yesterday. I have hope in a greater day. I have hope in a greater possibility. I have hope. And as I hope again, I build the faculty of faith. That hope opens the door to that I may create a greater life. But I have to start with hope. Hope gets me off the floor and out of bed and allows me to go forth this day with a spirit, with an enthusiasm, with a passion to make my dreams come true, to trust God and to do that which I've never done before. I am willing to hope again. I am willing to live by the power of hope in every area of my life. I am willing to knock on the door of possibilities and to believe that that door will open. So today we give thanks and we rejoice in the power of hope to transform every area of our life. And so it is. Amen. God bless you, friend. I see you having a powerful week. I see a new power of hope coming forth within you and healing, blessing, and transforming your life in amazing ways. God bless you, friend. Have a great week.